This week's episode is brought to you by the Earbox Podcast, presented by Jay Thomas. Are you ready to learn about stand-up and what it takes to succeed? Then tune into Earbox, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of stand-up comedy. In this season, join Jay Thomas as he talks to some of the most hilarious comedians around, revealing the secrets behind their craft and the challenges they face on and off the stage. From the highs of landing a big gig to the lows of dealing with hecklers, Earbox gives you an inside look at the life of a comedian. So whether you're a diehard comedy fan or just looking for a good laugh, Earbox is a podcast for you. Subscribe now and join the fun. So many fun things we could do today. You can't possibly do chores.
You know, it's easier for me when, like, we're coming into spring and summer.
This is Let's Catch Up. I'm Jay.
And I'm Kay.
And we have an interesting episode, hopefully. We decided that we wanted to talk about travel.
Yep.
And more specifically, travel that we've done together. Interesting trips, not so interesting trips, you know, small vacations, large vacations, things of that sort. The ups and downs, you know, the ins and outs.
Yeah.
Of travel with a companion.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
All right. So right from the top, and I'm going to pick your brain here.
Okay. Okay.
And we can kind of jump in and interrupt each other. Oh, we want.
Yeah.
Right? Because when those things kind of pop into our heads, we're just going to kind of jump into it. Right?
Okay.
All right. So right off the top of your head, what do you think is the best vacation that we've ever taken?
Just you and I, or just... any trip
where, you know, we are both doing the thing together, you know, it, whether it be with kids or with other family or something like that. Like, what do you think has been the best trip?
We've had a lot of really good trips, but my favorite,
the Caribbean.
Yeah. When we
or Greece.
Yeah. You know, one of our many countries we've visited.
I mean, call us Mr. and Mrs. Worldwide.
You make it sound so fancy. I know we talked a lot about this one, but mine still is the Cape Hatteras.
Yeah.
Trip.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
one will.
Outer Banks, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That one will go down as like top three.
No, I agree with you.
Forever, I think.
And we've talked about that on the podcast before.
Yeah.
So we don't need to go into like deep detail.
No, but when you ask my favorite, like that's probably my favorite.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree. I mean, I think probably the best part about that trip, you know, was just how utterly relaxing it was.
Yeah, like mind blowing relaxing. Like did not expect that.
No, And I mean, and I'm not a beach type of guy.
Right.
But I was like,
You were
in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was totally. like when we went and drove on the beach up where like I think it's called like the Point or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not really sure either. But yeah,
you know, it was really cold.
I mean, it was.
It was May. It was real windy, real cold, and the water was freezing. But I was like, I'm not coming out here to not get in. And right. I think I'm like the only one that got in.
You're the only one that got all the way in. Yeah.
Yeah.
The rest of us were like up to our knees and we're like, ooh, this is cold. We're not going any further.
I think, you know, if we're talking about trips and things like that, I think it, you really have to kind of get into what makes a trip good.
Yeah.
So, you know, in your opinion, like what are Like, let's say three things, right? What are three things that make a trip a good trip a great trip?
I mean, you know, for us, it's all about, is it relaxing? Is it, but you still have to have some fun in there. So I would say relaxing, fun, and
stretch. Relaxing, fun,
and I don't know. I don't know what third. Gosh, why is this hard?
It's not hard. What about family?
Well, that's not like three things that make a good trip.
You don't think family makes a good trip?
I'm not saying family doesn't make a good trip, but I was thinking of like the trip itself, not the people.
Right.
Wow. No.
You said what? We're learning about Caitlin today.
Stop. You're like, what makes a trip good?
It's not the people.
It's not the, no.
Screw you guys. I didn't even want to come and stay with you guys.
Not what I meant by that. All right.
So, I guess for me, if I'm going to ask myself that question, it would have to be at this stage of my life, relaxation. I got to be able to unwind.
Yeah.
I'm kind of over it. And I'm not saying that we're never going to take one of those trips again where you just kind of hustle and bustle to and fro, go to this next thing, go to that next thing. But for me personally, it's number one is it has to be relaxing for it to be a good trip for me.
Right.
Destination doesn't matter at all. I think what's more important for me is not only being able to relax, but also be able to spend time with people that I care about.
Oh, so the people do matter in your story.
Big. They really do. I'm a lot better person than you are.
Yeah.
Confirmed. But no, I mean, you know, there's no slight there. I was just trying to segue in and it turned into a completely different thing. But but for me, you know, it's the people that come on the trip. It's, you know, it's the kids, it's, you know, this latest little weekend adventure we had was Buns.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, like up to, you know, the Outer Banks, you know, it was like, you know, having my whole side of the family there, you know.
Yeah, which was great.
My mom, my aunts, my uncles, you know, people that I hadn't seen in quite a while. It was exciting, you know. My dad was there, you know.
Yeah.
I almost left him out for crying out loud.
That's true.
Yeah, it's kind of crappy of me.
It was for him.
It was too. His birthday. It was his birthday trip. And my dad was there. but you know, having all those people there, you know, really kind of helped the experience that much more. And third, and most importantly, is honestly just memories.
Yeah.
You and I have talked about this so many times where we'll get back from vacation and you've got a ton of photos on your phone. And then I'm going, I got like three.
Right.
The whole
right.
entire week. Because most of the time my phone was just like not even in existence.
Yeah.
I go on vacation and my phone is just like, this is not a thing I need anymore.
Which I would love to like have that mindset, but then we would have no pictures.
But it's not even a mindset. Like my mind just turns it off.
Well, I don't mean it's an intentional mindset, but like sometimes I feel like I'm not living in the moment.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not, but I want those pictures.
Of course. And I'm really thankful that you have that in your head where you go, we need to document this.
Yeah.
Because in my head, I'm like, I'm always going to remember this. And I'm like, do you remember like, you know, doing that thing? And I'm like, no, huh? Do you remember going on vacation with your dad for his birthday? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was there.
But I mean, you know, for me, it's being able to build memories with people that are important to me.
Yeah.
And I mean, destination kind of be damned, to be honest with you. I could care less. Like, you know, it'd be like, hey, we're going to go check out this giant sinkhole in a field. Do you want to go? Yeah, let's make a weekend out of that. A sinkhole in a field?
Oh my God. Just sit on our lawn chairs and look at the sinkhole. It's going to be very relaxing.
It could get bigger and we could see that.
Or be in it.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I would rank that one, that at Cape Hatteras trip, to be the best. Yeah.
Can I just say that you gave very like hallmarky answers to that? They're good.
They're honest.
They are, but it sounds,
you know, I'm a plushy dude, man.
Yeah,
I am.
You are.
I that's me. I mean, I, you know, it's not intentional. That's just who I am. You know, what can I say? I bring the heart to the family. You know?
Yeah, you do. You do.
So let's kind of like branch off on this and kind of go in a different direction. Like, you know, we're not doing a top 10, like what's best, like what's the best vacation we ever took. As far, I have already one of these in my head. So, I'm going to see if this lines up, and you're probably going to agree with me after I say mine. So, In your opinion, what's like probably the worst vacation that we've taken as a family, or just as like you and I, like in your head, like,
oh gosh,
things couldn't have gone more wrong.
And you already have one in your head?
Yeah. I thought about it today and I was like, we need to talk about the good and the bad on it.
Yeah.
You know, we need to talk about like things going wrong, and this is an issue, right?
I can't believe you already have one, because,
well, I thought about it today.
Okay. Maybe I've just like blocked out the bad ones. I know that there's been bad ones. Okay. I know you wanted me to say something, like, yeah. Say one and then see if it matched, but I can't even think of a bad one, a bad trip, which is, I guess, a good thing that I can't think of one. But what's the trip that a lot of things went wrong?
All right, do you want me to go first?
I guess so, because I honestly can't think of a bad trip.
So, for me, originally I was thinking the camping trip we took with the boys.
Oh,
but yeah, but then I thought about that and I was like, there was actually a lot of good in that.
Oh, I no, you're right though. I see that more as bad.
I mean, more on the spectrum, I would say yes, more bad than good, but there was still some good, you know. I mean, me and the kids got to go fishing.
Yeah.
You know, the kids, honestly, for the most part, until like, you know, it just got way too hot and there was no relief. They had a great time just like being in the woods and doing all the normal camping stuff and all that stuff. Like they really enjoyed it.
Right.
Plus we got to go shoot guns, which is always a plus, right?
Yeah.
You know? so, you know, there was some good memories there. Not like a great trip. Okay.
Right.
But the worst one for me, once again, was a camping trip. And it was you and I.
Okay.
And we were broke. And we're like, we want to go camping.
Yeah.
But we literally couldn't afford to, like, go and pay for a camping spot. So I was like, let's go take the dogs.
Oh, yes.
And go camp.
Yes.
At my family's farm.
Yeah.
And so we picked a good spot.
Yep. Way back in the woods.
Well, no. That was another one. I'm talking about where we took the dogs with us.
Yeah.
And okay. And so we went to the end of the field.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is this starting to ring a bell now? And
well, I know that I know where the end. Yeah,
and I can't remember if you were pregnant.
I was.
You were, so you couldn't drink.
Yeah.
And so I had been drinking.
Yep.
Right. And then all of a sudden it starts raining, and we had brought like basic stuff as far as like, you know, food to eat and things like that. Like I think we brought like ramen and beans or something. Like it was pretty basic stuff.
Yeah.
And we had two dogs, or do we have three dogs?
Two
dogs. And so, so it starts raining and we're like, okay, let's pack everything kind of in. We're going in into our tent, and that's just where we're going to be. And that's pretty much how the night ended. We thought.
Thought that was the end.
And then I can't remember, maybe you can help me fill in the pieces here, because somehow our dog, Rebel, got out of the tent.
I don't
remember how that happened.
I don't know if we like left part of the tent open. I don't know how he got out. I don't know if we ever really knew how he got out.
But either way, he got out.
Yeah.
And our tent was filling with water.
Yep.
And this was, 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, probably.
3 o'clock, and it was just pouring down rain.
Yep.
And so at this point, I was driving a Mercury Montego, which, if you don't know, is a very high-end luxury vehicle.
Yeah, very.
That never breaks down. And so we both kind of realized that the chance had gotten out. Rebel. And this is, jeez.
Different white dog.
So Rebel had gotten out, and he was a runner.
Yeah,
that was big time. He to him it was a game. To him it was like, now we're gonna have some fun. This is the type of dog where like he would wait for you. He would just sit there and wait for you to get within arm's reach and go, all right, let's take off again. And then he would wait for you again, and then he'd take off again. And this would happen for hours.
Yeah,
hours.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah. And so we are in the middle of nowhere. like, literally in the middle of a field. This dog could be anywhere.
Yeah.
And so the only thing I can think is, like, one, you know, I'm going to jump in the car, and I'm going to try to, like, train the flashlight with the headlights this way and train the flashlight this way, and you're walking on the other side of the field with the flashlight.
Yep.
And I think you got a glimpse of him first or something like that.
Yeah, I saw him once, and then I started like running after him, and that's when I realized that he had gotten to the chicken coop.
Yep, and had tore the side of the chicken coop out and proceeded to kill chickens.
Yeah, that was horrible.
And then when we finally got this dog back in the car, and we're like, let's go back to the tent, and then we drove back to the tent, and then realized the tent had like an inch and a half of water in the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And we all were drenched to the bone, including the dogs.
Yep.
And so we decided the best course of action is to just sleep in the car.
Yeah, I think we were also like, I don't remember. I guess I remember it a little bit differently. I know that there was a lot of water in the tent, but I think we were also afraid of him getting back out. So we were like, let's just sleep in the car so he can't get back out. But either way, I mean, that's just, it was horrible because the dog smelled like wet dog, obviously. Yeah.
In a car.
In a car, cramped.
Like, overnight.
Yeah. I was pregnant. It was
horrible. And then we kind of wake up in the morning and go, okay, now we have to tell my family that.
Yeah, that our dog killed their chickens.
And it was a very uncomfortable morning. It was not fun at all. They took it graciously.
They did.
There was no yelling that morning. But I think they were ready for us to vacate the premises. And I don't blame one bit. And then at that point, I go out to the car and realize I got a flat tire.
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that part.
Yeah. So then I had to change a tire.
Yeah.
Then we had to drive home. It was the worst.
Yeah.
The worst trip. And then we were supposed to be out there for like two or three nights, I think.
Yeah, like the weekend. Like the weekend.
And then we stayed one night, and I was like, all right, we just need to kind of leave. And yeah.
Right. Yeah. See, I didn't think of that, because I was thinking, I mean, it's a camping trip, but I was thinking like trip. Like we go like not just camping. And that was obviously just on family property, but maybe that's why that one didn't cross my mind, because I was thinking of like a true destination trip.
Right. I mean,
it was a trip, and that was by far the worst.
For the vast majority of our trips, they've always been kind of budget friendly. You know, we've never really gone all out.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think the most money that we've ever spent on a trip was our honeymoon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it was just like, spare no expense. We're going to have a blast. And we had a blast.
We did.
You know, so, yeah. So, I guess we can kind of talk about that, right? You know, let's talk about our honeymoon. You know, I got to watch football.
Like the first night.
But yeah, I mean, we ran this big, huge cabin, way more cabin than you and I needed.
Yeah, way more.
But I mean, it was like a 2-story cabin, beautiful deck overlooking the mountains, probably the worst driveway I have ever been in my life.
Oh yeah. That was awful.
The only way it was basically like this driveway that just kind of went pretty much like down at a degree that you would be uncomfortable on pavement. But it was gravel.
Yeah.
And on one side was a embankment that went up. So it was basically a wall. Yep. And then the other side was a embankment that just went straight down.
Right.
And it was down. Like, if the car would have gone off that side, like, that would have been the end of the trip for everybody. Like, right. We were done for. And then there's this big, huge cabin basically on stilts on the side of this mountain. It was a gorgeous cabin. But I remember pulling up to that place and seeing that driveway and going, "Woo!
This is gonna be fun.
This is gonna be a rough one." And I tried it multiple different ways, but you know, backing into it was like the best way, because backing out of it, you couldn't even see behind you.
Right. It was so
steep. Yeah. All you could see was just the sky.
Right.
And it was just like, this is making me super uncomfortable. Like, and it was such a narrow drive too. I remember that, because I couldn't even see it. Like, I remember, like, I would position like the side mirrors facing basically as far down as I could, and when you're backing out of there, you couldn't even see the sides.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, the only way to do this is to like go butt in, right, back up into the driveway, which was always terrifying every single time. And you made me do it every single time, and I'm like, I've got to be a man, you know. I've got to do this, and I've got to, like, you know, I'm a husband now. I can't be like, I can't do this, Caitlin. But like internally, I'm sitting there going, this might be the day.
You are the one for the job. You've seen me back up cars. Yeah. It's not one of my strengths at all.
But so, like, you know, so the cabin was massive. You know, normal cabin stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Pool table, hot tub, you know, I think there was like a foosball table, something like that, you know, grill. But I mean, the views from that cabin were just absolutely gorgeous.
They were.
It was a wonderful cabin, and it was like 40 minutes from civilization. So it was really secluded, and it was a wonderful trip. I mean, do we say where we went?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
So we decided, and this is, you know, okay, it wasn't like the traditional honeymoon, meaning like, you know, beach vacation and da da da,
romance.
It was like, you know, let's cut loose, because at this point in our relationship, we had been so tight on money,
right?
You know, for our whole entire relationship, and now we've really got an excuse to really spend some of that cash, and we did. So what we did was, we got this cabin sitting in between Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg, mm-hmm. which is, it's pretty redneck, you know, like, where'd you go on your honeymoon? Gatlinburg.
I don't, don't think it's redneck.
It's pretty redneck. But it was still a ton of fun. I mean, we went and did all the sites in Gatlinburg. We, you know, ate dinner. We even went on the wine tour.
Oh, that was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, but it dawned on me after like the third or fourth winery that we went to, I was like, actually, this is a terrible idea. Because we would,
yeah, when you go, think about
we would go. It wasn't set up like you got on a bus and it was toured. You know, it was like basically you got badges.
Yep.
And then if you finished the tour and you had all the badges, then you got a wine glass.
Yeah.
Which.
Yeah. You had to drive yourself to each one, and it was like almost an hour total.
Yeah.
Away, you know, like the last one was like an hour. So then you finished all of these wineries. And you think about it like, oh, it's just sampling. But you go to 5 samples and drink like, you know,
in the mountains,
three to four samples at each one.
Yeah.
And these aren't like little half, you know, shot glass samples. These are like half glass samples.
Right.
So, yeah, you think about that. You're driving. Then you're going to drive an hour back to your cabin with the steep driveway.
And do you remember like at the last winery, what the girl told us?
No.
So we get there and we're like, yeah, we're here for the wine tour. And she was like, oh, are you starting it out? And we're like, oh, no, we're finishing. Like, this is our last one. And she goes, oh, my gosh. Nobody ever finishes this.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? And I was like, really? And she was like, yeah, people are like, they get kind of boozy on this. I'm like, we're kind of boozy. But she was amazed that we had actually finished it.
I don't remember
that. Do we still have those wine glasses?
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah, we have at least one of them. One of them might have broke, but we have at least one. Probably. Yeah, I know we have at least one.
But yeah, I mean, so that wine tour thing that we did was great.
Let me say though, we weren't like drunk.
No,
we're not drunk. Driving. Like we did have some time in between each, and we were responsible.
Yeah,
you know, we drank water between the tastings, and I don't want people to think we were
and lots of water drunk. In the car too.
Yeah,
we weren't like
drunk driving.
So it wasn't like we weren't going to a winery and having like a bottle of wine.
No,
we were having maybe two, and it wasn't like I wouldn't say it was even a half a glass. I would say it was like pretty much a little over like a splash in each one.
Yeah. I was exaggerating there.
Yeah. But I think, you know, so it was honestly probably like a quarter glass.
Yeah.
And I think that first one we went to, I think the wine was like super sweet. So I think I only had like maybe two, and I was like, because
And so you, of course, did all the driving.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
You like to drive.
I do. But yeah, so I mean we went through all that. That was a lot of fun. We got to see went to all like the little crazy little attractions like the aquarium. I can't remember Ripley's. Everything that we did. We did Ripley's, we did a bunch of stuff that week. But then on top of that we also really did take some downtime.
Yeah, we did.
Like we cooked at the cabin. You know, there's a couple nights where we ate out, things like that. But, you know, I think what worked for that trip wouldn't work really today, especially with kids, because it was just you and I. So it was like we could just kind of go, hey, do you want to go ahead and just do this random thing? And you'd be like, yeah, let's go. And be like, awesome, let's go.
Right.
And then we'd do it. And then we would see something on the side of the road and be like, let's go check this out. And then we would go check it out. And it was just a week. I think we were there a solid week, right? It was a little bit of a week and a half. But a solid week of just.
We were up for
exploring and having fun. And, you know, and we were in that hot tub a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and among other places in the cabin.
You did not have to go there.
You knew it was going there. But yeah, I mean, you know, so I think probably the biggest takeaway for me, especially for that trip, was honestly like just the spur of the moment adventure of it. Like we didn't plan the day out. We were just like, let's just go and see what we can find.
Yeah.
And then we did, and we had great days every single day. And there were a couple of days where we just stayed at the cabin and just relaxed, and that was it. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it was That was a really good honeymoon for us.
It was.
I think it kind of fit the bill for us.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say too. It was like, yeah, some people that to them they're like, what? That's what you did on your honeymoon? But that was, that's us. We are not like the, let's go to, like you said, let's go to like some island where they set up rose petals on the bed. And
yeah,
I mean, I enjoy some of that kind of stuff, but
right,
the honeymoon we had was really represented us very well.
Oh, it definitely did. And, you know, and it wasn't too over the top. It wasn't too under the top. Like, we had a blast that week.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't, honestly, like, sitting here this many years later, across from my old ball and chain, I can honestly say, like, I wouldn't change anything about our honeymoon at all, because I think it worked perfectly for who we were, especially in that moment. I think if we were to redo our honeymoon, first of all, I don't know that we could do it better.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And even if we tried, I think that you and I would just naturally just kind of gravitate to, we got to make it bigger. We got to do bigger things. We got to do it. Da, 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 da. And I think at the end, we would kind of look back at it and go, you know, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. I kind of regret some of this.
I mean, I don't regret anything we did, though.
No.
And I think more people should approach honeymoons the way that we did.
Yeah.
Like, just have fun.
Yeah, just be with your best friend.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be any kind of cliche.
Yeah.
You know.
And I understand that, like, there's people out in the world that, you know, and this isn't us, but I understand that there's people out in the world where they kind of need that like, special treatment.
Yeah.
You know?
That's okay, too.
And it's okay. It's fine. But for you and I in our relationship, that whole special treatment, like, I need this thing to be perfect and this thing to be perfect. We kind of lean into mistakes and we kind of go,
yeah,
I mean, it's not great, but guess what? It's better than it was yesterday. Yesterday, we were just sitting on the watch, sitting down on the couch, watching reruns. So
yeah,
this day is way better.
I think some people, like, get in their head that there's like this expectation for what a honeymoon should be. But just so you guys know, there's no rules.
There isn't. And I look, if I can give you any type of life advice in this podcast, just save the money.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, yeah, you can't buy memories. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's very cliche, but you can't buy really good experiences.
Right.
What you can do is create
really
good, solid experiences with the people around you.
Yeah.
And to me personally, those memories, those experiences, you know, the first time seeing you on a roller coaster and seeing your face, I'll never forget it. And I've been trying to capture that ever since the first time I saw you on a roller coaster. And I was like, I got to get this girl back on a roller coaster because your face was just hilarious.
Yeah. My fear.
Yeah. Well, fear and excitement. I could see it in your face.
Yeah.
You know, you were having a good time to a point, you know, and ever since that moment, I've been like, that's been a photograph in my head. Like, I've got to get this girl back on a roller coaster because I want to see that face. I want to see that mixture of excitement and fear. And you know, it was exciting for me, you know.
Roller coasters are tricky for me.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to ride one.
Right.
Well, I say a long time, but I was probably like 15, 16, and my friends had been riding them, you know, a few years before that. And I was just absolutely, you should have seen me my first roller coaster I ever rode. You should have seen me then. You would have died laughing. But I enjoy them, but I'm terrified every time. Terrified.
See, I'm the exact opposite. Like, you know, in line for a roller coaster, I'm just like, itching, like, get me in that seat, man. Like, I love them.
In the line, every time for me, I'm like, should I turn around? Should I go? I'm like sweating. I'm like working myself up to it. I'm like, I don't know if I can do this.
Your face when we went to the fair, and I was like, you got to ride one big ride with me. And then we rode this one that, like, all right, so it's like a pendulum. It swings back and forth, back and forth. But the seats that you're sitting in are like in a big round circle.
Yeah.
And it's spinning while this pendulum is going back and forth and back and forth. And this is probably, I mean, how tall do you think that thing was?
I'm terrible with like
estimating. But I mean, you know, like building size, like 2 stories, 3 stories?
Oh, probably, I would say like probably 3 or 4.
Maybe 3 or 4 stories.
It was tall. It
was huge. It was huge. Yeah. But it had all the lights. It had all the everything. The line wasn't too crazy. And I'm like,
because nobody wanted to ride it.
This is the one we're doing, you know? And so originally it was me, you, Buns, and his daughter.
Right.
Who's about the same age as Mason.
Yep.
And Mason was just not having it at all. He's no, I'm not getting on that. Even right. though he could have. But, excuse me, man. I'm telling you, this seltzer water is like.
I don't know why you always drink those right before we record.
I got to have something. Yeah. You know, I need some lubrication, you know. Maybe some and,
just regular water. And
this is, look, shout out to Waterloo.
Waterloo, if you want a sponsor.
Yeah, no kidding. If y'all are into like seltzers, we're going to detract here. But if you're into seltzers, this Summer Berry by Waterloo, oh, it is freaking awesome. Have you tried it?
No.
Here, try some.
Right now?
Yeah. Try some right now. Yeah. It's delicious. I got to get me some more of that. It's good, isn't it? You're really enjoying that.
Yeah.
I don't know why I've gotten so far into these, because at first I hated these water seltzer things, but it's.
Yeah, I can't get into them.
I love them.
Like that, but you don't like sweet stuff. Mm-mm. I like sweet stuff, but because like the hint of flavor, where it's like, it's just whispering flavor.
Yeah. It's like a fruit like fart it. In a can.
Yeah. No, it's not enough for me.
But I like that bite. So anyways, yeah. I digress. But so we all, you know, we're getting in line. We get up to the big ride. And and I get you strapped in. You look like you're okay, like you're uncomfortable, but you're okay. Yeah. Buns is looking excited. I'm excited. And then his daughter's like, as soon as like the buckle, like the harness comes over her head and it gets tightened down, you could see it's just instant panic.
Right.
And so she had to get off, which I'm glad that she did. Honestly.
Yes, me too.
It's too scary of a ride for a kid that size. And so it starts up, and I could tell at first you were like, okay, this isn't bad. But then all of a sudden it just kind of goes into high gear and you're starting to go really high. And I look over there and you have completely shut down.
Yeah.
Like there's none of this that is fun. And I was like, oh, this isn't the picture that I want to capture in my head at all of like excitement and and a little bit scared. But excitement, there's excitement there. There was no excitement there. And we got off, like, you walked me through, like, basically you had a panic attack on it.
I did.
You just kept picturing, like.
There was, like, something, I don't know, it was like a switch that flipped, where I was like, if this ride breaks, my kids will not have a mother.
Yeah.
Like, how terrible is that? Like, that's, and morbid to think about, but that's what happened in my brain. And from that point on, I was like, I was panicking. Yeah. I couldn't break myself of it. It was horrible. It was fun at first, but that ride was a little intense. But
it was.
I don't know why I had that much of a panic attack over it, but I did.
To me, it was a fun ride, but yeah, and not to say anything negative about you, but you know, you kind of ruined it. And not like I said, not to say anything negative. It wasn't that like you ruined it, like it's your fault I didn't have fun. What I mean is I was so worried about you. I wasn't even paying attention to the ride at all. And I was just come on, like, it's okay. Da, da, da. And like I said, nothing against you at all. I'm not saying that I shouldn't have said ruined it.
I was going to say, that's a little strong.
Harsh. You've ruined it. This is where the truth comes out.
You shouldn't have cared so much about me. You should have just had fun.
It was the wrong choice of words, but you get what I'm saying. Like, you know, there was no after I saw your face, I was like, oh, this is a completely different scenario for me.
Yeah.
You know, and I felt terrible for getting you on that ride.
No, you shouldn't have.
Because you didn't really want to get on it, but I was like, come on, come on, come on. You know, I peer pressured you into it, but, you know, take you out your box.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, I think there's so many times in people's lives where you kind of go, there's nothing going on. Like, today's just going to be boring. And I've always been the type of person where I'm like, I don't want to just sit around the house.
Right. And I'm thankful for that because it's too easy for me to just do that.
Or to just clean the house or to do, yeah. You know what I mean? And thank you for that, you know, because I'm not that type of person where I'm like, there's so many chores to get done. We can't possibly do anything fun today.
Yeah.
I go, there's so many fun things we could do today. We can't possibly do chores.
Yeah, it's easier for me when, like, we're coming into spring and summer.
Yeah.
It's easier for me to get out and do things. But, like,
when it's cold,
there's still things you can do, but I'm...
But there's so much more prep, especially with kids, because you have to bundle them up. You have to make sure that they're comfortable. And if they get cold, your day is ruined.
Yep.
You know, they're going to ruin your day because they're cold.
Yeah.
That's all they're going to talk about. But, yeah, I mean, so, you know, but there's so many little things that you can do, honestly. And I think this could probably be the big takeaway from this week's episode. You know, like, we started talking about, like, our trips and things that are kind of important to us about those trips, right?
Yeah.
But I think, really, now that I'm kind of sitting here, and not to be too cliche, but, you know, the trip, the destination, the money spent, none of that really matters. And it doesn't equate to a better or a worse experience. It you know, being pampered, that's a completely different thing. But being pampered, you're never going to remember the guy that rubbed your feet in Cancun.
Yeah.
You know? Or the guy that, like, put cornrows in your long brown hair in, you know, Jamaica. You know? You're never going to remember those guys.
Yeah.
You know? And maybe you will. Maybe I'm completely wrong on this, and I'm okay with being wrong. Point out to me that I'm wrong. It's okay. But for me, in my head, I go, the money, the destination, none of that really equates to anything tangible for the experience or the memory that you can have with people. And it could be a cheap experience. It could be going to a free day at a museum.
Yeah.
You know, like, you remember when we took the kids, like, you know, we had, you know, basically like three families there that day. It was a free day at a museum.
Oh, yeah,
it was an art museum. And we had a lot of fun. And you take a bunch of small kids, because these were like kids. When we did this, these kids were like not even in school yet.
Right, yeah.
Not even a single one.
Yeah.
So you go, we're going to an art museum. And, you know, part of you kind of goes, I don't really want to take kids to this at all. But the kids had a lot of fun, and the thing that sticks out into my head the most was, first of all, this, like, painting that I saw on the wall that I'd never heard of the artist, but I sat there and stared at this painting. It was like a back alley, but the way that, like, oh, it was a gorgeous painting. Do you remember that painting?
No, I was too busy following the kids around and them going, naked butts.
That was the second thing.
Yeah. They were like,
it's all the sculptures.
Why is she? Well, the paintings too. Like, why are they all naked? And I'm like, and then, like, slowly realizing that we were in, like, this whole section that was just like nude art. And I was like, let's go somewhere else. Because it's just like, they're like, what are those? What is that? You know? And I'm like, why are there so many? Oh,
oh.
This is like a whole section. Okay. We need to go.
We found the red light district of the museum.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, you think about that, like, you know, that in particular, and you go, you know, it's so easy as parents to talk yourself out of things like that and those experiences, because you go, it's just too much of a hassle.
Yep.
It's too much to, like, do this with the kids, or, you know, like the kids are going, and we got this other stuff, and blah, blah, blah. My parents are coming over next month, so I got to do this thing, da, da, da. And there's so many obstacles that we as humans, and especially as parents, put in our way, and we kind of sit there and go, we can't do that today because of all these other things that need to be done, or because you kids just won't like it.
Yeah.
And then you put that barrier up, and then you just leave that barrier up.
Yeah.
Before long, you just start having more and more of those barriers to where, you know, years down the road, you go, how do my kids not, why don't they like any of this stuff that right. I like? And then you have that moment, you go, maybe it's because I didn't put my kids out there.
Yeah.
You know?
And especially with like really little kids. Yeah. It's like, you're like, oh, well, they're probably going to need a nap at this yeah. time, or, you know, then we got to bring the bottles.
The bottles.
We got to do all this stuff. But it's like, it's really not that big of a deal when you do it.
No.
You get into it.
Put it all into a backpack.
It's like, okay, they're going to be fussy at home.
Yeah.
You got to give them a bottle at home. Yep. You're going to have to do the same things no matter where you're at. So just grab all the baby stuff. Hit and the
take
road,
them to a brewery.
Get yourself a bottle.
But I mean, you know, and I mean, I think that's true. Is I think that's a big takeaway from this episode is the money doesn't matter.
Right. No, it doesn't.
You know, and if you disagree with me, please disagree with me. But, you know, the money doesn't matter. What matters is building those memories with people that are important with you, whether that be your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whether it be your wife, you know, your grandmother, your mother, your dad, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, even, you know, some of them.
Best friends.
Yeah, best friends.
Not just family. If you hate your family, but you may have the best friends in the world.
Or your kids' friends.
Yeah.
You know, having those experiences with them and inviting them along. Like, you can create all these barriers and come up with 100 reasons not to do a thing.
Yep.
But if you can remove those barriers just like you put them up, the world kind of opens up.
It does.
And you kind of go, I am so glad we did this today.
Yeah, there's never been a time where we've done something like that where we're like, oh, shouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
It was always, I'm so glad we did this.
Like even like my trip to the city.
Yeah.
That should have been a complete abject failure. It should have been. It was cold.
Yeah.
It was windy. Everything I wanted to do with the kids was closed. We rode a city train. We went to a place that they wouldn't let us in. And we didn't play on the playground. And we went to an adult, a grown-up restaurant. It wasn't a kid's restaurant. It wasn't an adult restaurant. I didn't take my kids to Hooters. It was the type of restaurant that you have a meeting to discuss business.
You're overcomplicating.
I am. But yeah, I mean, that should have been a failure of a day.
You had a lot of obstacles, but you handled it.
We had a blast.
Yeah.
We had a blast.
Yep.
You know, and it's the little things. Like the kids wanted to go on the train. I was like, we're not doing that. And then I was like, you know what? Why not? Why not?
Yeah.
They've always wanted to ride on a train. They've never gotten to ride on a train.
Right.
And you get on the train, and it's like exactly what you think a city train is going to be. But to the kids, it's magical.
Yeah, it's magical. Adults are like, ugh.
Oh, look how everything is absolute. Don't touch. Okay, you touched it. No, no. No, that gum's not for chewing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is not Elf.
Is he peeing? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, okay. All right. You know, you kind of deal with all that on the fly, but you ask the kids, like, do they remember any of those negatives?
Mm-mm. Right. And we talked about that podcast. And I'm like, how was your day? They didn't mention like a single negative thing. You know, except for like, oh, this one guy asked Daddy for money. Daddy said no. But everything else, it was just like you said, it was just like they had the most magical day mm-hmm. ever.
And I mean, you can do that with anybody in your life, really. Doesn't just have to be kids, but yeah. Stop putting barriers up. Right. Stop talking yourself out of things. Stop standing in line in the roller coaster and coming up with every scenario that's bad.
Don't be like me. When it comes to roller coasters, I'm like, I could die today.
But don't.
I get on them. But if I get in that line, that's I get
thing.
On them.
That's the thing, is get on that experience. Enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah.
Understand it can be, life can be scary at times, but guess what? That's part of it. That is part of it. Because in the end, wow, that still came through my mind too.
Sorry. At least it was hopefully muted a little bit.
But that's the whole point, is that life can be scary at times, but you have to roll with it.
Yeah.
So these experiences, these trips, these family vacations, these friend vacations, whatever you want to do, just do it.
Right. Yeah. Make the memories.
Make the memories. And here's another thing. Okay. Another thing that you can do is you can give this podcast a 5-star review mm-hmm. on where you're listening to it. And you can listen to us every week right here, every Friday. Guess what? It's us in your earballs.
don't forget, Mom.
Yeah, Mom. But yeah, so how can they catch up with us?
On, oh gosh.
Let's try this again. So come back every week on Friday, right here on Let's Catch Up. We're here. We're here for your earballs. How can our fans catch up with us?
On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Let's Catch Up JK.
There you go. It's that simple, guys. Let us know what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Leave us those 5-star reviews. Like, share, and subscribe. I'm Jay.
And I'm Kay.
Goodbye.